here's a dance you should know. When the lights are down low, grab your baby then go. Do the hucklebuck, do the hucklebuck. If you don't know how to do it, boy, you're out of luck. Push your baby out, then you hunch your back. Start a little movement in your sacroiliac. Wiggle like a snake, waddle like a duck. That's the way you do it when you do the hucklebuck. Hey, not now. Bet and Steny will tell you when. Hey, girls, start talking.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello, strangers.
People of
Earth.
Welcome to the Hucklebug. It's been a minute, as the kids say. This is episode.
And there is still an Earth, believe it or not. Who knew?
Yeah, after all this time. This is episode 689 of the Hucklebug podcast. I am Steny.
And I bet.
We're betting Steny. We're going to do our year-end show, our 2023 year-end show. We are not back on regular schedule, you guys. I wish we were. This is a one-off. But I think within the next few months, we will hopefully be getting back to regular schedule.
And I have to say, you all have Stens to thank or blame.
Or blame,
for
yeah.
This, because she just came to me out of the blue and said, we got to make time to do a Hucklebug. And
you know, early on when Mom first got here,
I can do one anytime.
Early on when Mom first got here, I was like, we got to figure out a way. I got to get somebody in here on a Saturday for a couple of hours so that we can do a Hucklebug. The first couple of months, I must have emailed Bet like five times going, we're going to make it happen, I promise. And then, you know, just got further and further away from me. I'm just like, it's not going to happen. But today it is happening. And here we are doing a year end. I have no idea when I'm going to be able to edit it, by the way, but at least we can record it right now.
And well, if we don't say anything too embarrassing, you know, put it up as is if you need to.
Well, I got to put music on and everything.
Oh, that's right. Your little bumpers.
Yeah. It won't take long. It's not something I can really do while Mom's sitting right next to me. That's all. Right. Let's begin with rips. We have some rips.
Yes.
You know, Alan Arkin passed away shortly after we recorded our last episode. We never did get to talk about that.
Yeah, and like I said, I got a few things.
Yeah, you said you have a list.
But like I said, I'll just mention the ones that hurt me the most. And,
yes.
And you'll know why. I won't have to say anything.
Of course. Well, Tommy Smothers passed away just a couple of days
ago. Oh, that one was hard.
Christmas afternoon, actually, I believe. And he had lung cancer. So, and I guess he'd been in hospice. So this was something that had been coming for some time.
And it was mid-80s.
Yeah, he was 86. And I feel like,
it's not like you're going to fight lung cancer.
No. I feel like once you get past 85, you can't really say that's too young to go. It's probably not too young to go, but it's just, it's sad. I love Tommy. I love the Smothers Brothers, as you guys all probably know.
Besides the music, which thank you so much for introducing me to Church Bells, which is my favorite.
Oh, you are so welcome. One of my favorites.
The first time that the Smothers Brothers ever made me laugh, I was watching them on TV as a kid. Mm-hmm. It was like, Mom always liked you best. Lower your voice. Mom always liked you best.
It's a good one.
When you're a kid, that's comedy gold.
Oh, yeah. It's classic. Classic. I was introduced to the Smothers Brothers. This is the craziest thing, if you guys will indulge me briefly. When I was in, I want to say middle school, probably sixth grade, I used to go to the library in town all the time, and I checked out a record, a Smothers Brothers record, from the library. And for about 4 years, I just kept bringing it back every 2 weeks and renewing it and then taking it back home. Because I listened to that constantly. As far as I was concerned, it was my record. I just kept bringing it back to the library and renewing it and then taking it back home. I love it. It was called The Two Sides of the Smothers Brothers. And one side was funny comedy songs and the other side were just straight, you know, folk songs, which I didn't listen to that side very much. I listened to the comedy side, but it had Cabbage on it, and Cabbage was always when I was little. Love it. But rest in peace, Tommy. Go to that good place. Andre Brower also passed away very recently.
Oh, Andre, yes.
That was definitely, he's, that was too young. I think he was only 62 or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember him from Homicide Life on the Streets, which I didn't really
watch. I didn't watch Brooklyn. Yeah, but I remember him from Homicide. And what was the one before it?
I can't remember.
Yoffit Kotto.
Yeah, I don't recall. We have a rule. We're not allowed to go to
IMDb. We're not today. No, not today.
No, not today. But anyway, who else have you got there, Beth?
Well, of course, I cannot be on the show without mentioning Alan F. Arkin.
Obviously.
And I've got to tell y'all something. You know, he was of an age. But I can remember when Gene Kelly died. Entertainment Tonight was interviewing Liza Minnelli.
Yeah.
And she said, I hate to say this, but for years I've always had in my mind that there's going to be that day where Gene Kelly dies.
Yeah.
And I have felt the same way.
Yeah.
And when I went to CNN and saw like the top half of a picture and I thought, well, that looks like Alan. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
And there it was. I was at work, of course, where
yes.
everything happens. But you all know what he was to me. He was funny.
I got texts from people saying, does Bette know? Does Bette know yet? I mean, people were seriously concerned for you.
Yes.
Is Bette all right?
I still think of him.
Oh, yeah.
The other two of celebrity rips, we lost Shane McGowan of The Pose.
Oh, yes.
Which, you know, he's Keith Richards by rights. How old was he, though?
Like, I mean, I don't feel like Shane was that old.
He's probably about my age.
Yeah, that's
maybe even younger.
Considerably fewer.
Besides all of the wild living, he had other problems like medical, like encephalitis and stuff. And then, of course, Paul Rubens.
Oh, I forgot. I forgot about Paul
Rubens. Made everybody happy. But I also, if I can use a personal moment.
Please do.
A couple of weeks ago, my friend Lansing.
Oh, yeah, Ben, I was so sad about Lansing.
Recipe Sunday passed away, and it talk about a ton of bricks.
Yeah.
I knew that he was in the hospital.
Mm.
I also knew that in the past year he'd been doing dialysis. But, I mean, he was Lansing. You know, I talked to him on the phone. We went out to dinner. And then to hear that, I graduated with Lansing.
Yeah.
Funnier than hell. And in a lot of ways reminded me of me. He never married, never mm-hmm. really was lucky in love, you know?
Yeah.
So we were kind of two peas in a pod.
Yeah.
He was a band kid and was in the University of Tennessee. He played Rocky Top.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But lost Lansing and that just,
yeah, that's harsh. That made me very sad when I heard about it. Yeah.
And he didn't have close family. Both of his parents, he had no siblings, aunts, uncles. He was pretty much alone.
Oh, that's awful. Well, I'm sorry to hear
that. He was just a doll face.
Yeah, I always enjoyed reading his comments on your Recipe Sundays.
Yes, he loved posting his own.
Yeah, I felt like I knew him just, you know, through the comments on your Facebook. But I felt like he was one of my Facebook friends almost.
Oh yeah,
because I saw his comments.
He was a doll.
That's a real shame. Rest in peace, Lansing.
Yeah.
Is that all of our rips?
That's all I got.
All right, let us continue to move on. Then I think we're going to start with our word of the year for 2024.
Which we do now, we all know, because of Terry, Jake.
Yeah, that's right.
Instead of a resolution, pick a word.
And I was telling
Beth.
We're
both a little worried.
Well, yeah, I was telling Beth, I feel like whenever I choose my word of the year, it has some sort of monkey's paw backfiring situation on me. Like the year I chose patience for 2020. And that was the year of the fucking pandemic.
Yeah, right.
Patience was the year, was the word I chose that year. Chaos, I think I, well, I mean, you know, oh, I was asking for trouble. I was asking for trouble with chaos, but I certainly received it. Last year, this year, 2023, my word was survive. And well, we're at
you
the
did.
30th now. So I did, you're right, I did. But yeah, it did feel like very much like survival from day to day. So my word for 2024, which I'm hoping will not backfire on me, my word for 2024 is, it's actually hyphenated. I hope that's okay. My word is self-care.
Wow.
Yeah. I got to take care of me. I've not been self-caring very much in 2023. So 2024 is the year of self-care for me. Hopefully.
Well, Stans.
Yes, Niblet.
Hold on to something. Oh, get a cold drink. As I say, get a cold drink.
I got a cold drink in my hand.
My word of the year is because of Lansing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was talking to Pat, and she was talking to somebody who's trying to kind of coordinate his affairs since he has an affair.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And she said, her name was Elaine. She said, well, you know, I was asking Elaine, had he, you know, really been sick? And she said, well, the thing about Lansing is he never really took care of himself.
Mm, yeah.
And so my word is care.
Care. All right.
Because I am, like I said, two peas in a pod. Stans, yeah. The last 6 months of this year, I have just checked out of life.
Yeah. Same year. I haven't been to
non-smoking Dr. Javier. I haven't taken my cholesterol medicine.
I don't take my pills most days. Because I don't want to go to him. Yep.
I'm behind on an eye exam. I'm behind on
my I have not seen an eye doctor all year.
I haven't seen a dentist since my root canal. Am not taking care of myself. And I do it mainly because I don't want to deal with the hassle and the worry and the expense. And
yeah.
And it's going to, it's if I don't do something pretty soon, I'm going to end up like Lansing.
I know. So I don't want you to end up like Lansing.
Yeah, I just keep thinking I've got to take a little care, whether I want to or not.
That's right.
And get some stuff done.
Well, it's good for both of us then. All right.
Bless our brains.
Consider it a pact. A self-care pact. One for each of us.
Or murder suicide.
Or murder suicide. One or the other. Choose your pact. All right, let's continue here. I have a movie of the year.
Yes.
And I'll be on. I have not seen any movies since, or have I? Did I see one movie?
I've seen one, but you go right ahead.
I don't think I have. Well, I mean, I saw some at the beginning of the year. I haven't seen any since Mom got here. But my movie of the year I saw very early in the year, and it is Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Oh,
which I
yeah.
know Ben, you didn't enjoy as much as I did, God damn, I loved that movie. That's the big one for me. That's my biggie.
It's one of those that when I think I didn't really enjoy it. Well, I'm not going to say I didn't enjoy it, but it wasn't what it was to you while I was watching it. But when I think about it in retrospect, it has some.
Well, it's one that sticks
cool
with
moments.
You too. I mean, I don't know if it did for you, but for me, you know, days later, I was still thinking about it. And I love when a movie does that.
For me, to chime in very quickly, because I didn't have a movie of the year.
I noticed
Until I did a little research before I came here. But I did finally get to see Barbie, you know.
Oh, yeah.
As I
How
should, you know.
Was it fun? Yeah, you should.
It's good, but it's not great. Thumbs up. The opening sequence of Barbie is genius.
Aww.
And so you're just waiting for the rest of the movie to be that kind of genius, and it's not. But I went back to Hucklebug and kind of looked, if I have a movie of the year.
Yeah.
That movie about the Wrecking Crew, man, the backup musicians.
Oh, yeah.
Who played on everybody's records.
Yeah.
When I thought about how much I adored that movie, so.
Yeah. Well, that's a good one. It's a good one to have.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I did go back through my movies of the first half of the year, and there were others that I saw that were enjoyable, but there was nothing that was as good as Everything Everywhere All at Once, at least not for me. I also have a binge watch of the year.
Yes.
My binge watch of the year is It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, because this is something I have been watching, but I have found that I have a very odd relationship with this show and with how I binge watch it. So I started just by watching it from the beginning on Hulu. And they're short seasons. I think there's like 10 episodes per season. The episodes are only 25 minutes or so long. So I'll watch an episode, and an hour or two goes by, and you've seen four episodes, and then before you know it, all of a sudden it's the second season. You're like, well, wait, I think I missed something, and I go back. But what I've discovered Uh-oh, you okay? What happened?
I think Milo knocked something over.
Milo.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, Milo.
What you doing?
Hi, buddy.
He didn't fall. Milo's been very frail lately.
Oh, poor little buddy.
Okay, buddy, you just lay down there, boss.
You just lay down, Milo, and don't knock things over. We're doing a hucklebug. We're doing a hucklebug.
Scared the pee water out of me.
Oh, my goodness, we don't want that.
No, I think we're okay.
But what I found about It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is that the people, the characters on this show, they're all, every one of them, they're so horrible.
Oh, they're irredeemable.
Yeah, they are. They're irredeemable, which is why I can't spend more than maybe 2 hours watching them, which is why, and there's a lot of seasons, so I'm not even close to halfway through. Well, probably about halfway through the series. But the way I have watched it mostly have been in small, like, 5-minute clips on YouTube. I'm going through YouTube, and it'll say, do you want to watch all these best moments of Charlie on Always Sunny in Philadelphia? I'm like, sure, I love Charlie. You know, and then I'll watch just a bunch of stuff of Charlie, even in episodes that I haven't seen yet, episodes that happen way in the future that I'm not even familiar with. So I've had this, it's weird, it's the only show that I've ever, like, watched bloopers of before I've even seen the show, you know?
Well, I can imagine there'd be some fun bloopers on that show.
Oh my God, yeah. And you know, it's a really funny show, but it is, they're horrible, horrible people, and you don't want to spend too much time with them at once.
I actually watched that show in a hotel room for like 5 hours. There was like a marathon on.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'll find it every once in a while. I've never gone to a streaming to actually sit down and watch it. And as time goes by, then if you catch it on TV, you've kind of missed some stuff, and you know.
Yeah, but
I in my times watching it, I have laughed.
It's funny. I enjoy the show, and I think it's well written. It's well performed. They just are, like I say, they're just horrible people. So I can't watch for too long. But
I remember
Danny DeVito's
an episode that included a boxing match. Do you know that one?
I don't think I've seen I've seen a wrestling one, but I don't think I've seen.
Oh, maybe
a boxing
maybe it was wrestling.
Yeah, the gang wrestles for the troops is what I think it's called.
Oh, okay.
Well, I've also been like watching their podcast. The three guys, McElhenney and Charlie, and
who is
Glenn
who
Howard.
Is not only a Law and Order repeat offender, but isn't he the one that owns Rexford?
That's Rob. That's Rob.
Oh,
McElhenney.
Okay, yeah.
Rob McElhenney owns Rexford. Him and Ryan Reynolds, they own Rexford. Wrexham.
Oh, Wrexham.
Wrexham,
I was thinking the Wexford Carol. Sorry.
No, that's okay. And then, yeah, Charlie Day. I don't know what else Charlie Day does, but Glenn Howerton, I guess, was nominated for an Oscar for something.
Oh.
I don't know what movie it was, but I think he was. I think he was nominated for an Oscar. Anyway, so that's my binge watch of the year. And that, what do you got?
I got a binge watch of the year, which you won't know because I talk about it on Facebook. If you look at my Facebook.
I know what it is.
Which is Call the Midwife.
Call the Midwife. Now, see, I watched the first, I don't know, 4 maybe seasons of it, and I really enjoyed it, and then I stopped watching it. So I have no idea what's going on with it anymore. Is Chummy still on?
No.
Oh, no. Chummy was my fave.
Yeah, me too. But the thing of it is, I actually finished the Netflix part of it yesterday morning before work.
Okay.
And when it got to the credits and it didn't say continue to season, I went,
oh no.
But apparently there's a season that's going to be on PBS this year.
Yeah, because I noticed
you know, and thanks Donna and Janet for, you know, they're the very first ones who mentioned how much they love it, because it was a lot in Janet's life.
Yes. Oh yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
But it will make you laugh. It will break your damn heart.
Yeah.
But the most thing that it will do is make you never want to have a baby.
Oh my God, yeah.
Ah,
you have no idea how much could go wrong.
Push. And the windows are open. They're all in the bedrooms.
Yeah,
the windows are open and kids are playing in the street listening to.
Throwing coal in the window.
It's about time. She's having it now. But I just adore it. I had no trouble. I never got tired of it. It changes a little as it gets long in the tooth. But I never wanted to just check out. Every time I had an hour, I'd sit down and watch an episode.
How many seasons are there now?
Let's see. I think when it ended, it was either, I think it was 12.
Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah, there's
because
on
more Christmas,
I haven't seen them.
You know, they start the season with like a Christmas special.
Yes.
And over Christmas, PBS was showing a Christmas special of Call of the Midwife. And it's, I think it said season 13, and I would watch it because I hadn't finished season 12.
Right.
And I didn't realize this was the new beginning of the new season. Yeah. So I'm, you know, PBS, they repeat things over and over. You'll find it. But
yeah,
hopefully this season I'll, you know, probably Sunday nights.
I'm bummed that Chummy's not there anymore. Hey, did you ever watch season 3 of Only Murders in the Building?
No. Well, I watched the first episode and I just could not get into it.
Oh, but it's got Paul Rudd.
I know, and Meryl Streep.
And Meryl Streep,
I still couldn't get into it.
I love Meryl Streep. I just love, and I think she's.
But now, you know, now that I'm done with Call the Midwife, who knows?
There you go. Maybe you can get into it now. Well, you don't have to if you don't want to. You know, nobody's going to make you. I have a new favorite of the year.
And now it's time for
new favorite.
I like it.
And this was my birthday present to myself.
Ooh.
Which I think I might have had. It's possible that I had gift cards on Amazon. I was like, I'm gonna put them towards this. My new favorite of the year is my bird feeder with the camera built into it.
Oh yes,
well, that has turned out to be a huge boon, not just for me, but also for Mom, who loves sitting and watching the birds, and for the cats, who also love sitting and watching the birds. The only one in the house who doesn't care about it is Poppy, the dog. But everybody else loves the bird feeder.
But the cats don't get riled up.
They don't get. I mean, you know, there's a window separating them. So at least one time, I have seen Lincoln come pelting in from the other room and you know, bang into the window because he wants to keep the birds. But they can't get out there.
The bird's so banging from one side of the window and he's banging from the other.
Well, yeah, the birds are like, ha ha, you can't get us. They know. They know what's going on. They've seen cats before. In fact, it isn't even just us. My next door neighbors have two cats, and I've seen their two cats sitting in their window looking out at our birds. So it's pretty good. And I gotta tell you too, I can't wait until spring. In spring, we're going to have a whole new set of birds coming. Right now, it's just chickadees and juncos all day long, and a couple of flickers and a couple of Steller's jays, and maybe, you know, a couple finches, but that's it. In the spring, we're going to have tanagers. We're going to have all kinds of birds here to come and check out.
Now,
and I'm very excited.
Do you have to deal with the downside of having all kinds of birds?
You mean bird shit?
Yeah.
A little bit. There's been a little bit of bird poop on like the balcony railings, but by and large, they don't shit where they eat. Just as we are advised in life. So it's not too bad.
Okay.
So yeah, they're all right. And you know, it's amazing to now I watch the birds, and it's amazing to me that I was ever afraid of them. But that was such a huge, deep-seated fear for such a long time. But now, you know, I go out and to refill the feeder, and they flutter around me, and I'm just like, hi, little friends. I don't go, oh, Christ, which is what I used to do.
Used to do.
Yep.
All
tiny
these
little
years,
nuthatch.
I thought.
They just land right next to me and go.
Skin's mortal fear was seeing a bird.
Yeah. It's nothing. It's a big, fat nothing now. So that's my new fave of the year. What do you got?
Well, I have a RTFM.
Oh, that's right.
Read RTFM. The fucking manual.
Right.
Although it's not so much a manual, but I got to tell y'all, I can't believe I haven't posted a picture on Facebook of this.
I would like to see a picture of them. Put it up when you get a minute.
And speaking of having a dark office, I've got to move my lamp down a little bit to where I can read this. But as my Christmas present, I received early, and I held it to Christmas Eve. I was going to hold it till Christmas, but I couldn't wait any longer, so I opened it on Christmas Eve. My friend Stinny,
that's me,
bought me a, and you'll all remember, we've talked about him enough, Marcel the Shell with shoes on.
Little Marcel.
It's a little box, and you take it off, and it's like a little velvet case, and he's embedded in the case.
Nice.
And this card is, you have to move the card to find Marcel. But here is the card. It's very, okay. It's box size.
When I sent this to Bette, I just knew it was a little Marcel. I didn't know there was a little card with it. So this is all this is all new to me, just so you guys know.
And it's, like I said, it's smaller than a baseball card. So
Okay,
well, there's in the middle, there's like a little diagram, and it's got they're all in black, and it's got like, you can see the outline of Marcel. And then there's two circles and a stick.
Okay.
And it says, inside you will find compartments for a long, thick object. No, thin, sorry. A long, thin object like a match, cotton swab, or a pet lint.
Okay. Pet lint.
Yeah. A large circular object like a nickel in case of an emergency.
Right.
A small, God, even bifocals aren't helping with this. A small circular object like a popcorn kernel or single raisin.
Ah.
If you've seen the movie, folks, this means everything.
You know what's going on with that.
Then there's the diagram. And then it says, when you are finished reading these instructions, you may discard them or fold them in half to create a little roof for Marcel.
Aw.
Because what if it rains? Well, when you open it up and fold it the other way, it's like a little illustration of a roof with like dormer windows. But on the other side, it says instructions for care. First, you'll need to scout out a spot in your home for Marcel to get settled. We recommend putting him somewhere with plenty of sunlight and fresh air, or in a place of honor, such as, I'm taking my glasses off, this is too hard.
I do
such as, right up on the mantle where he can have a view of the whole rug, on a decorative end table next to cherished photos of people you love.
Yes.
And then it says, twice a week, mist Marcel as you would a plant. This is not strictly required or even necessary, but who doesn't love a splash of cool water that's refreshing?
It's true.
We weren't sure what to pack for him. That part is up to you.
Hmm.
And so now that's my manual. And, you know, I want to be a good steward for Marcel.
Sure.
And I have a place that I think would be a perfect place for him to be. But he wouldn't be with me all the time. You know, my first thought is take him to work, but I don't think he'd enjoy being at work.
Well, I wouldn't enjoy being at work. I get that. Right. But I think he would enjoy the company. Now, I don't mean just you and your workmates, but also all your other little friends at work. You have lots of little friends.
Yes, my little toys, yes.
That was kind of what I had in mind when I picked him out for you.
It would be a nice addition. And, you know, who knows? Maybe I'll ask him, you know, the Oracle of Marcel.
That's true.
I was thinking on the ledge of my picture window in the living room, where he has all of College Avenue at his disposal. He can watch the cars go and the people walk by and, you know, dogs and deer and the occasional bear. But I just love this because it's so, you can tell the people who did this love Marcel as much as we do.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I bought it from A24 Films. So I think
when you told me it was coming from A24 Films, I kept thinking, what is this? I knew it would have something to do with movies.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it might have something to do with Alan Arkin. It totally escaped me that that's who made Marcel.
Yeah.
So when I opened it, you talk about a surprise.
I wasn't going to send you something from that.
Yeah, I was shocked and over the moon.
Well, I'm so happy.
But I'm going to take a picture and put him on Facebook.
Yeah, put him on Facebook for heaven's sake. Marcel wants to see the people.
Yeah.
And he wants to be seen.
And then I also kind of thought about, oh, this is a landmine, but putting him on the little dented part of the dash of my car.
There you go.
You know, so he could, every time I take a drive around town and listen to the radio, he can be right in the car traveling with me.
Yeah. I think he would, now see, I think he would like that. I think he would enjoy being on the road. But, you know, like you say, maybe ask him. He'd be the, we're out of time. That's actually quite perfect, isn't it?
That worked out well. Yes, it did.
I don't know how at some point we got the order screwed up. Did I do my movie and then go straight into my binge watch? Is that what happened?
You did, but
I'm sorry.
I said nary a word. I knew it was going to work out.
Well, bless your heart. I'm very sorry I did that. I'm like looking at the outline. I'm like, well, I'm supposed to do my new favorite next, but I've already done it.
No fines. Don't worry about it.
Thank you. I appreciate it because, you know, I'm not very good at this anymore. It's been a while. We're a bit rusty. We're a bit rusty, listeners. We didn't do any shout outs for you, gang, but we do love you and miss you.
We love
all
of you and you all rule.
Yes, you all rule. Yeah, we didn't do any you rules either. I don't have a you rule of the year. Do you have a you rule of the year? I mean, it's probably Doug. Probably it's Doug. It's usually Doug. Even if I can't think of a specific reason why, he's a pretty solid choice, so I'll say Doug.
Yeah. I'll go Doug.
All right. Gang, that's our show. That's our little year-end one-off show. I'm hopeful that we will be back with you on a weekly basis sometime in the coming months. We'll see. I was telling Bet before the show, I don't have a mom recap because it's too much. It's just too much. It's too much to do. We'd be here 4 hours if I was going to do a mom recap. We don't want that. So that's it. So this is our show, and I hope that you've enjoyed listening to it, and we'd like to know what your words of the year for the coming 2024 are, and whether you had a movie that you loved, or you know, a new favorite of the year, or any other thing like that. And I guess until next time, I don't know when next time will be, but until next time, we want to thank you for tuning in. And how do we normally end the show? Do you know how we normally end it? This was episode 689, and I am Stenny.
And I'm Bet.
We're Bet and Stenny, and you've been listening to The Hucklebug. Goodbye, everybody. We love you. Bye.
Till next time. There will be one.
There will be one, but we don't know when. Bye.
Bye.
That's the way you do it when you do the Hucklebug.
I don't want to do the murder-suicide. That's just too much.
That's
especially since we're so far away.
That's true.
It's much more difficult to coordinate a murder-suicide when we're 3,000 miles apart.
We would have to hire dual hitmen in each other's towns.
That's too much money.
This is from Bet.
Yeah.